could you just remind me now? You're the sister of Mrs. Schofield Coates' brother.
I'm the wife of Mrs. Schofield Coates' brother.
That's right. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Well, she was born in Agecroft.
Yes.
That's just by Prestwich there, little.
I see. Yes.
Adjoining Prestwich. She was born there in Agecroft.
Yes.
And then, now what happened after Agecroft? And their aunt took her from the family because they weren't very well off.
Yes.
And there were three brothers to be kept, you see.
Yes.
And this aunt took her, and then she sent her to college.
I see.
You see.
Yeah. And she lived with the aunt.
And she lived with the aunt.
Didn't she? Yeah.
Yes. But there were times when she used to come over here, and she came and stayed with me at times.
Did
you see.
Really?
But
let's have a look then.
Now he was the youngest. Then,
I see.
Then came Alice, and then came Bob, and then came Jim. But Bob died.
Yes.
He died before I was married. He died.
And your husband was Jim?
No, my husband was Alf.
Alf?
Yes.
I see, yes.
He was the youngest of the family.
I see, yes. And what happened when Mrs. Schofield Coates was left by her parents, or her father died? What happened to the brothers then? Were they by that time earning and on their own?
Well, they were, but I don't think they were earning very much. They had a very hard time then, you know.
Yes.
Then, one was the eldest one, Jim, was a demonstrator at the technical school.
Was he? That's quite a good job at that time, isn't it?
Yes, but Bob had been ill for a long, long time, and he died of TB in the end. And I suppose Mrs. Schofield must have had a really hard time, see. But Alice was always with this aunt.
I see, yes.
Alice Schofield Coates.
Yes.
Was always with this aunt.
And the aunt and uncle, they didn't have any children, did they? So
no.
She was almost like a daughter.
She was like a daughter, and she thought a lot of her, you see. And thought
yes.
Just like a daughter.
Yes.
Well then, of course, she went to London, and didn't see much of her then. When she was forcibly fed, she came over here.
Did she really?
And she stayed to recuperate after that.
Did she really just stay with you, did she? Yeah.
Well, part of the time she came here, and part of the time with this aunt,
yes,
see?
Yes, I see. So you really knew her from that period?
Yes.
Really?
And then after that, we got married, and my husband went into the army in 1914.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
And then I used to go, she married Charlie, and I used to go then and stay with them in Middlesbrough while my husband was in the army, because although we were married before he went out, you see.
Yeah.
But I used to stay quite a lot. But then, you see, she entered into all these things in Middlesbrough then.
So that took her away, really, from you.
Yes.
What was she like? I mean, she was obviously a very pretty woman at that time. What can you bring her to life again as you knew her in those days? I mean, what did she?
Oh, well, she was very, what shall I say, Frieda, you've met her.
She's very
well,
lovely.
Well, I only knew her.
Very nice, very nice, very nicely spoken, and very nice to talk to.
Mm.
And she was very beautiful.
She was. I mean, to judge from those photographs, I'm very surprised.
Yes, she was. Very beautiful. Yeah. And so were her children. Mm. And is a great...
Oh, yes.
I'm going to say, what was Alice, can you remember when she used to go to the meetings over here?
Frieda?
You said that she used to go to meetings over...
over here, when she used to come here with Mrs. Pankhurst. And they used to both go to the parks.
Oh,
and stand in the parks, yeah, calling out the
open air speaking.
Yes, and of course the crowds used to come to watch her. You see, it was quite a new thing, this votes for women in those days.
Yes.
You see,
yes,
and of course they used to throw everything at her. And, you know, she had an awful time.
Did they really?
And there's a boggart old clough, as they call it. Mm. You'd pass it coming along this way, and she used to go there on a Sunday. And the crowds of people that used to, I know my husband, and what wasn't my husband then, but we used to stand there looking at it. We used to think how terrible.
He was probably a bit embarrassed, I should think, my brother.
Terrible.
Well, she must have been a very strong character.
Oh, you bet.
Yes, she was. She was.
She was a school teacher, wasn't she?
Yes. And when they married, he built a beautiful house in Middlesbrough, and she called it Agecroft.
After her?
After when she
birthday.
Was born at Agecroft.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you tell me anything about her parents, or maybe you didn't know her parents?
Well, I didn't know. Oh, I knew her mother very well.
Did you?
Oh, yes, I knew her mother very well, but I never met her father. I didn't see anything about her father.
What was her mother like? Because I don't know anything about her mother at all.
Well, I wouldn't like to say about her mother.
Did she get her women's views, do you think, or her woman suffrage views from her?
No, she didn't agree. She didn't agree with Alice, and she didn't agree with anybody.
Hmm?
And she didn't agree with her son to getting married.
She seemed a more retiring person, though, her mother, didn't she?
Yes.
Alice was more sort of dominant views, hadn't she?
Yes.
More character.
So there was a sort of clash between daughter and mother.
I think so.
Yeah.
But the father, of course, I never knew.
Mm.
But he was a man. He was a manager of a dye works in Blakely, the father.
Oh, was he? Yes, he.
I don't know that.
See, I just don't know anything about the very early years. I only know what the daughters know. You know.
Yes. Alice must have been fairly clever, I would imagine, though, for this aunt to take her. She must have shown.
Oh, she
great
was.
Promise, wasn't she?
Yes. And she went into a little school in Blakely then, and then she went into another higher school after she'd been to college.
Yeah.
And that was along this road, almost near to Manchester, called Burgess Street School, that. And from there she went into the suffrage absolutely to London.
Yes.
Did all this.
This is just the sort of detail I was hoping you'd know. So what happened? Why did she become a suffragette, do you think? I mean, you can't really explain these things very easily.
Why did she become a suffragette?
What do you think made her into a suffragette?
Well, I don't know that, because I don't remember. Don't remember her then.
Mm. She did Daddy never say to you why?
No.
Why?
He hadn't the same ideas as she had.
No. Did he not pass any opinion?
No, he never passed any opinion about her.
Mm.
No.
So she was very much on her own in the family, really, it sounds.
Exactly.
Well, she was.
Yes.
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 Yeah.
So when she was speaking and so on, she was a very attractive young woman, really, and so she presumably attracted audiences.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, she could really talk.
Oh, yes.
She could hold people's attention.
Of course, when she got to when she was married, she went into the council and got a JP.
She was quite
a
prominent woman there, wasn't she?
Yes.
But how did she meet her husband? Do you know?
I don't know how she met him. Nobody knew. Everybody just had word that she was married, and that's all everybody knew. Nobody went.
Was 30-something, wasn't she? She was quite sort of.
Yes, she married. Well, I think they met while she was speaking. I think she was speaking at Gainsborough. I think that somewhere near. I think she was speaking there, and I think he was in the audience. I think that's right.
Yes.
But, you know, the daughters aren't quite sure about that.
No. Mm.
But while I stayed with her, she had all these people. What was her name? Linton.
Oh, yes.
And Patrick Lawrence.
Yes.
And And who was the other one? Mrs. Pankhurst and all the Pankhursts and Mrs. Despard. They all, different times, came to see her.
Yes, Mrs. Despard ran the Women's Freedom League, really.
Yes.
She was the president.
And I met them all while I was staying
really?
With them. Yes. Yeah.
That's awfully interesting. I do wish I'd be able to.
But it never made me sort of keen on joining.
Did she never try and get you to join?
No.
She sort of left
She tried to get me. She tried to get me in. She was opening a sort of health shop in Middlesbrough.
Just a vegetarian.
That's right.
Yes, and she wanted me to have this shop, but I wanted to get home because I had my own business here. You
well,
see?
Of course, yes. And anyway, you don't want to be taken over like that, do you?
So I didn't.
But her husband was a very attractive person, wasn't he? I mean, he's very.
He was a man with plenty of money, and he was something to do with coal.
That's right. Yes, sort of coal dealer, really. Yes.
Well, they lived in a very sort of extravagant way, really, in those days. Didn't
she was very extravagant. Very extravagant.
She was rather grand.
Yes.
Yes.
I can remember as a little girl, we used to sort of get, on occasion, some of their sort of, I remember having silverback little dolls, brushes and things.
Did you
really?
She gave
them
children.
Yes.
Beautiful doll clothes.
Because she used to give the most marvellous children's parties, I believe. I mean, her daughter was saying how vividly she remembers with all the table laid out and all the presents.
Yes, I would imagine.
You know,
yes,
really very elaborate.
So I know my husband took Peter in hand when he came here, looked after him, and
did
he came here every weekend, stayed every weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, he'd be about 18 then.
Pardon?
He'd be about 18. Well, probably a bit older.
Yeah.
Mm.
What was the house like that they lived in, Scoville? Was it a rather big house?
Well, it was, with seven servants.
Was it really?
Yes, she would have all that.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And was she one of those suffragettes who never, ever cook or do anything for themselves?
Oh, no.
I mean, no.
No, nothing at all.
I thought that probably that was the case. She never really had to, did she?
No.
Because she always had servants, really.
Yes,
yeah.
But she couldn't always afford those servants,
you
know, but she would have them.
Because I think at the end of her life, or towards the end of her life, well, no, in her late middle age, she actually had to go out and get a job because she just didn't have enough money to keep it all going.
No.
You know.
No. Well, we did quite a lot, my husband did, because he thought the world of her, although she was very extravagant, you know. But we.
Because. It was a major tragedy, really, in that family, wasn't it, that he went bankrupt, and
yes.
she just couldn't be kept at the sort of standard of life that she'd been used to.
Yes, I don't think she could accept it, could she really?
Yes. But she wasn't really then a woman who managed the household herself.
Oh no, she wasn't. No. Oh no.
Did she go to Germany?
Pardon?
Did she go to Germany at some stage?
She went for a holiday, to Germany.
When the aunt took her to live with her?
Yes.
Well, it was just for a holiday.
Yes.
Who was the aunt? What?
I can't.
They were quite
well
off, weren't they, I think? I mean, the aunt.
Well, they were. She was. This aunt was pretty well off, but I can't remember her name.
Mm.
I've been saying to Frieda, it's funny, I can't remember her name.
Mm.
But she was a very nice person. I've met her.
Mm. And the husband was quite a wealthy businessman, as far as I remember.
Coates?
No, the husband of the aunt, the uncle.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know about those.
Because they were quite, I think they were quite well off.
Yeah. Was it Dawson?
Yes,
it was.
Dawson.
Yes.
Yes, I think it was.
Yes, it was Dawson.
I seem to remember Aunt Sally speaking of Dawson.
It was Dawson, Mrs.
Dawson.
Yes.
Of Because then I think, isn't it right? I may be wrong. My memory may be faulty here, but didn't the aunt die, and didn't he remarry? Isn't that, have I got it right?
Yes.
And she didn't get on with the second wife, I think, and that's when she left. Isn't that right, or have I got it wrong? That's when she left the aunt at that point. I may have misremembered it.
I don't remember that.
Anyway, she presumably by the time she was school teaching and you knew her, she left the aunt.
Yes.
And was she living on her own then in Manchester or what?
Oh, Alice.
Yes, before she...
Well, do you know, I wondered that myself. She had a friend, Ellen Wilkinson.
Oh, yes.
And I don't think she had any really home.
Mm.
She knocked about with a lot of them, you see.
Mm.
And then there's that Mrs. Davison that threw herself before the horse.
Oh, Ellen Davison, yes.
Mm.
But Ellen Wilkinson became a very famous politician, didn't she? Labour Party.
Yes,
MP.
She did. Yeah.
She was a friend of hers, was she? I didn't realise that either. But she was always Labour, wasn't she?
Oh, always.
At that time.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, she was always Labour.
What about clothes? Was she as well dressed as she looks in these photographs when she was a young woman? I mean, she really
well dressed.
Prettily. Yes, rather prettily dressed.
Well, that was quite ordinary, just an ordinary dress. But
yes.
She went when my husband. Went into the army, he had to go to Colchester for training, and he went straight to the front, to the army, from Colchester. But they had a suite of rooms in London, and I don't know whether it was because they were just married or what, but they invited me to go there. Because they thought I'd be so upset with him going into the army.
Mm.
And they invited me to go there, and I stayed with them there for about a month. And then they went to Middlesbrough, and that's how it started in Middlesbrough.
I see, yeah.
And was Aunt Alice sort of smartly dressed, you know? Was she
very nicely dressed
then,
yes. Yes.
Of course,
yes.
She had the money to
very
do it.
Nicely
yeah.
dressed.
What was Charlie Coates like? I mean, as a man. I mean, he was very gentle.
Charlie.
Yes.
Oh, well, he was a.
He looked rather powerful.
What shall I call him?
He looked
quite a sort of big man, there, doesn't he?
Yes, but he was a very. No, if he got off the train, he wouldn't give the, which was to my surprise in those days, every porter had to have a pound note. He,
that was a lot of money in those.
Yes, it was. And I thought, good gracious, he must have some money to have to do that, but he was a pompous sort of man.
Was he?
Yes.
Was he really? Because
yes.
He does rather look pompous.
He does, he looks rather aristocratic.
Yes. So you just spread money around?
Yes, yes.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you can begin to understand why bankruptcy happened in this situation.
Yeah.
Have you got some more pictures there?
That's Brian, my son Brian.
Oh, yes. Oh, you're very much a university family, aren't you? What university connections have you?
That's Alice with the two children.
Oh, yes.
And that is when they were married.
She married Mr. Johnson, didn't she? And I've met
them. Yes.
They both live in...
But Alice has changed about with her husband, I think.
That's right. She's got I don't know if it's a new husband, but she's sort of
yeah.
with somebody new, anyway.
Yeah.
And very
yeah.
happy, I thought.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes, oh yes, I think they are.
Very
yeah.
happy. But
yeah.
Her mother, I think I get the impression her mother had great difficulty accepting it, you know, and it was only in the last year of her life that she sort of agreed to speak to the new man, you know, and so on.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think they were on good terms.
But her children seem to have left her.
Well, when I went there...
Vegetarian, you see.
Yeah, well, that was a problem with her, I think, wasn't it? You had to get vegetarian food, did you?
And
yes.
I went to get all vegetarian food, and, yes. And then she went to stay with my mother, too, didn't she, once?
Did she?
Yes, she went to stay with my mother. But my mother didn't know she was a vegetarian, and she gave her some meat or something, but she didn't mind, she had it.
Yes, I don't think she was
Yes. Now, she seems to be one of those people who sort of go in for a lot of causes altogether. Quite a lot of suffragettes are like that, you know. They're not, it's not just one cause, there's a whole set of causes, you know, and I think she's like that.
Yes.
Partly because, you know, she moved in Labour circles and the Labour people introduced her to all these causes, you know. But she certainly supported quite a lot of different campaigns of one sort or another. Of course, she had the time to do it because she was she had these servants, you know, until later life. But Charlie was seems to have been also quite prominent in the Labour movement as well, wasn't he? I mean,
Quite a
keen
he was.
As well.
I often wondered. I never knew how he met her.
Dr. Harrison thought it was perhaps at one of her meetings.
Yes.
But we couldn't quite follow what she was saying when, at the very end of her life, you know, when I went to see her, she was struggling to remember things and answer questions and so on. She just couldn't really remember properly.
And yet it wasn't like her that, because she was so determined, wasn't she? And
Oh, I imagine in her great day, she probably would have loved to talk about about things. It's just that I caught her too late, you know, an odd pity.
Did she visit Aunt Sally, you know, her aunt and Cleve this month? Did she visit Aunt Sally?
She never went to Cleveland.
They didn't seem to hit it off very well, did they?
No. Well, Aunt Sally was another relation, and she didn't like being sent to college, Alice. Aunt Sally thought she was a script air teacher, and she thought she ought to have gone, you see. Mrs. Dawson sent Alice.
Oh dear.
Not her, you see.
Yes. Oh dear. That's awkward. Did you meet Mrs. Coates Hanson when you went to Middlesbrough? The sister of Mr. Coates?
No.
Because she was another grand.
I never met any of the Coates side at all.
I see, yes.
No, I never met any of them.
Because they were both involved in the women's movement, actually, both Mrs. Coates Hanson and Mrs. Sylvia Coates.
Yes.
And they're rather a pair in Middlesbrough.
Yes.
But you really see her then as a sort of rather great lady, do you? And not really able to adapt to a situation where there aren't any servants. Really.
That's how I see her.
Yes. Because in a way, women now have a great deal more difficulty in sort of being active politically.
She couldn't run a house or do anything like that, you know. And of course, she spent money ad lib. Didn't bother where it came from.
Well, she was more interested in other things than running a house, wasn't she? She was more interested in her politics.
Different causes.
So what did the money go on then, Mrs. Gosh? What was the money spent on? I mean, just given away to people?
She wanted a sort of swimming pool, and she wanted a different things, and then of course the electricity would be turned off because it wasn't paid, you see, and that found its way here. And all sorts of things like that, you see. She doesn't seem to have any idea of money at all.
I suppose she couldn't realise the fact when they went bankrupt.
No.
What about the house that you stayed in? What was it like inside? And do you remember?
Well, this house, Agecroft, it was always very nice. Well, I don't know that it was extra inside, anything different to my own, really.
Mm.
But the great thing was, when he went bankrupt, they left that house. But instead of going to something smaller, she went into one bigger than ever. You see, and that's what upset the whole family.
Yes, I see, yes. She wasn't really economizing.
And she couldn't afford it, you see.
Because she tried to run a school in it, didn't she, I think, for a time, or even taking paying guests.
And then she had some paying guests. But when she had the paying guests, she had the best part of the house, and they had to have any old thing at the back. You see, that's how it all was.
Yes. Now, I think her daughter told me, Mrs. Johnson, that she always insisted on having her breakfast in bed. You know, even when they were in difficulties, and so these poor daughters had a lot of... when instead of helping to sort of buckle to
used to be Peter's complaint, I think, didn't it, when he came here for weekends, when Daddy, you know, had to sort of send off money, I think he did, didn't he, to help at times.
Lord, you were actually asked to help. It really is a bit much, isn't it? They actually sort of...
another thing, I had a girl that used to come and work for me, and of course Aunt Alice had to have her breakfast in bed, and if there wasn't a spoon that was quite right, she'd summons for this girl to come up and, you know, just as she did at home. And of course they didn't like it.
It sounds as if you had the rough end of the stick, in a way.
I think the brothers, she sort of came to her aid on occasions, didn't they? When she went bankrupt, I think.
One wonders why they should, if she's still living.
Well, this was a sort of bone of contention.
Was she keen on seeing the family, and was she a family person, really? Did she like family occasions, do you think?
I don't know. You mean her daughters, or anything?
No, I really meant your husband and
oh, well, she was very fond of him. She was very fond of him, and she wrote to him an awful lot.
Mm.
You know, wrote letters to us.
Mm.
And when all the photographs, she'd send us a photograph and all that.
Mm. But nonetheless, a difficult relationship to manage, from what you say.
She was always very keen on asking me to go over there, because I was in one of the very smart dress gown shops in Manchester, you see, and she was very keen on asking me all sorts of questions. What we did and what the gowns were like and all the rest of it, you know.
She was quite interested in clothes, was she?
Yes, she was, yes.
I see, because some women, some suffragettes react against that, you know, and deliberately don't wear fashionable clothes.
She did, but that Miss Linton, I think.
You mean Lillian Linton, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I remember she was staying with Alice, and I went to see her, and I'd got a new fur coat, and I went thinking I was ever so smart with this fur coat on, and when she saw me, "You've no right to wear things like that," she said. "Don't you wear fur coats? And what kind of shoes? Leather shoes? No, canvas shoes. Oh dear, it was terrible."
You were a very strict vegetarian.
Terrible. And I said to her, I said, "Well,
I think you had a feathered hat on as well.
And I said to her, I said, well, you don't live, do you? You don't enjoy life to be like that, wearing old clothes. And she said, oh, I enjoy myself as much as I can. And when I've finished with my life, she said, I just take a pill and I'm gone. That was Miss Linton.
She was a very eccentric woman, actually.
Yeah.
And she ended up in a very eccentric way. Mm-hmm. Yes. Did you actually yourself ever hear Mrs. Pankhurst talking in Manchester?
Did I?
Did you ever go to Boggart Hole?
You couldn't hear her for all the things they were thrown at her and doing. Really, it was terrible.
You actually went to the meetings, though, did you?
We used to go and see them.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you? Oh, wow. So you've seen the great Mrs. Pankhurst. That's something I wish I could have done. But they did, Boggart Hole Club was a meeting place, wasn't it? It was an open-air meeting place where quite a lot of meetings were held.
Yes, actually, oh yes, yes. But she was always, one time, she was always speaking all about everywhere, different places.
Mm. Mm. And can you tell me about her other brothers, Mrs. Scofield Cook's other brothers, and what happened to them, I mean, as your husband?
My husband was in stockbroker's office.
Mm.
Now, the next brother was always ill, and he wanted to go to New Zealand, and they hadn't got the money for him to go to New Zealand. He felt if he'd gone there he would have been better, but you could see he wasn't fit, he was gradually deteriorating.
That's Bob, isn't it?
That's Bob.
Yes.
And finally he went to Delamere and he died there.
Did he?
Yes.
Where's that then, Delamere?
That's a convalescent home.
Yes.
Oh,
I
see.
TB people.
I see.
Go there.
So that's two brothers.
That's two brothers.
One
and then
more.
Jim. Well, Jim had a seizure when he was 30.
Yes.
And of course he had to give up work and everything. And it took his speech, he couldn't talk. And he never did talk properly. And so of course he was out of work. And bought a little photographic shop in Manchester, Ambler, the name of it was, in Market Street, Manchester. He bought this business, and my husband used to be backwards and forwards from his own business to this, and I gave up my job to go and help as well, and we helped him in this business for a little while, but anyhow he couldn't manage it. And he used to go out and take commercial photographers, you know, warehouses and things like that.
Mm.
But anyhow, he didn't seem to be able to manage it. And he died about 12 months after your father, didn't he, Frieda?
Sounds rather a sad life, that one, actually.
Hmm.
What was he doing before he had his stroke?
But my husband, of course, was strong, and he'd been in the army, and he was a great footballer, and he was that type, you see.
Mm. What was Jim doing before he had his stroke, then? Do you know?
He was in the technical school.
Oh, I see, he's a demonstrator.
He's a demonstrator.
Yes,
mm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Rather sad.
I don't know why, what happened, but he got up one morning and it just simply flopped. And anyhow.
So, your husband and Alice were the only ones who really fit out of the form?
Yes, yes, it was really.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I see, I hadn't realised that. Now, that feels.
But of course, my husband would have been all right. But he was very badly gassed in the war, you see.
Oh, was he?
And of course it made his chest bad after that.
Mm.
And now it's what? He died at 63. 63 when he died.
Yes, I see.
Hmm.
Did your husband disagree with Mrs. Scofield Coates' politics?
Well, he didn't disagree, but he rather sort of laughed at it in a way, you know, sort of let her get on with it kind of thing, you know.
Mm. Well, in a way, you have to adopt that sort of attitude to any character strong as that in the film.
Yes.
Yes, I don't think he fully agreed, but he sort of, you know, he accepted them.
So she disapproved of
Well, she disapproved. He was the last one. And, of course, she said he ought to have stayed at home, you see.
Why? I mean, to look after his mother?
Yes.
Well, why not her? Because surely, if anyone at that time used to look after the mother, it was the daughter, wasn't it?
Well, it's a rule. But anyhow, Alice didn't attempt to do anything like that, of course. And of course she was he got put back in the army because he was a sole support of his mother, and then of course when we did get finally married the second time, he allowed her so much a week, you see, and he's supposed to have allowed her so much a week and Jim and Alice, but Alice soon dropped that off when she married Charlie. She didn't bother anymore, you see. Yes, we'll have a cup of tea. Is your wife coming at all?
Oh, no.
I thought...
No, I don't think she has.
You know better than I do.
No, I don't think she has.
No, well, you saw more...
She couldn't sort of laugh at herself, you mean, or take a joke, really, I think. She sounds really rather formidable. But because when I saw her, she was really right.
About 20 there, Manchester University. Yes.
Yes.
But I know he's sort of said, you know, he seemed to sort of lie rather heavily on his shoulders that his mother wasn't economising, didn't it, to me.
He reacted against the way, in a way.
Yes, that she should be economising more. Yeah. You know, after the crash, I mean.
Yes.
She was living, or wanting to live in this very grand way.
She wanted to live just the same, you see, to go on just the same.
And it upset him rather.
She didn't want to deny anything.
And that sounds as if it caused great difficulties, actually. But you can't have everything.